The Giants with a 12-9 overtime win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Upset win right there. Huge last drive right there. Roger Lewis Jr. with that hero catch setting up Aldrick Rosas for the field goal for the win. What did you see there?
You know what? I think it was great. You know, when Eli gets a chance to make plays at the end of the game, this time it was up to him to win the game, not just sitting on the field with the defense. He finds ways to make plays. Guys are catching the ball for him because with the win, it was hard for him to catch the ball all the game, but they made plays in the end in the overtime. It's awesome. It's perfect.
You mentioned the defense. This is a really strong defensive performance from the Giants tonight, especially in the fourth quarter. They had two picks down the stretch before they sent it to overtime. Also, see, we've got fans cheering over here in the coaches' club. So what did you see from the defense?
What you saw today was a simpler form of defense. Everybody kind of like doing the picket fence kind of formation, staying across the board, not losing contain almost ever during the game, not giving up big plays, making sure that they, you know, stayed in front of their guy. And when something happened, they would rally to the ball. Rallying to the ball, getting more than one guy there to make a tackle. That makes for good defense.
All right, well, we've got more insight and analysis from Bob Papa and the guys as Giants Post Game Live presented by Mercedes-Benz starts right now.
We welcome you to another edition of Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. The Giants get their second win of the season in overtime as they knock off the Kansas City Chiefs 12-9. Eli Manning, a huge 34-yard pass to Roger Lewis. It sets the Giants up. And then Aldrick Rosas kicks a 23-yard field goal in OT as the Giants come away with the victory. There is a lot to discuss. We'll hear from Giants head coach Ben McAdoo. We'll hear from quarterback Eli Manning, along with a host of others. But we got to break it all down, right?
Yes, we do.
I got my team by my side, two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal and Super Bowl champions Antrell Roll and Amani Toomer. And, Matt, I'll start with you, Amani, here on this one, because this Giant receiving group, look, it's not the best group, and we know there's a whole bunch of free agents here. Sterling Shepard's not playing. But Tavares King made a couple big plays for the Giants early in the game. Rudolph made some plays. And then Roger Lewis makes an incredible play late to help key this victory.
Yeah, that play was just the effort. You know, that's what happens when, you know, Shepard doesn't come. He has a migraine headache. He's not able to play today. It just gives an opportunity for these other guys. And it's great to see Tavares King. It's great to see Travis Rudolph. All these guys come in and really taking advantage of their opportunity to get in there and make some plays and show that they belong in this league. And that's exactly what they did today. They showed that they were under adverse conditions. I mean, this is not a good situation for wide receivers with the wind blowing, gusting, the ball traveling everywhere, and they did a great job tonight.
Antrell, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. You hold the Kansas City Chiefs to three field goals in the football game. Now, they blew the lead late. They gave up the big play to Kelsey, but all in all, this defense played remarkable today, and they obviously watched that film this week and took some notes.
That's exactly what they did. I think these guys came in today with a chip on their shoulder. They understood that the film that they're putting out has their name on the back of their jersey. So I think they came out here to give the Giants fan a show, to give themselves a show, and just to let everyone understand that this is Giants football. They are bend but don't break defense, and they came out and they exemplified that today.
Eli made a lot of the right decisions today. David didn't throw any interceptions, didn't get any touchdown passes, but dealing with blitzes and stuff like that, he managed this game to the best of his ability.
He really did, and what you saw to Eli Manning was a player that showed a lot of heart and an offense that showed resiliency. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't everything that they wanted textbook-wise, but they didn't let those downs affect the next play or the next series. So they really found a way to make adjustments. You saw a lot more two tight end with fullback settings up there. He knew to get the ball to Evan Ingram when he needed to in those big-time plays, which that pass interference on Evan Ingram was completely ridiculous. But when you look at the way that they continued to fight, and even when they got into overtime, the ability to continue to drive the ball forward and come up with a big play, they were able to do it.
And they were able to run the ball, too, and use their running game effectively. And just a moment ago, Paul Dottino out on the field had a chance to catch up with Orleans Darkwa and DJ Fluker.
Well, these guys are two of the main guys responsible for the Giants being able to pound and run the ball. Orleans Stark, were you first? I thought that was a big factor in today's win, even though Eli came up with some big passes in the end.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We knew it was going to be a ground and pound type of game. You know, much respect to the O-line, man. They deserve all the credit for that one. We was able to get a good goal line play in there and get a touchdown. And, you know, we just had to stay consistent, eliminate, you know, the bad plays. You know, bad plays going to happen, but try to minimize them as much as possible. We was able to do that today.
The fourth down pass that Eli throws to Roger Lewis. Oh, I don't know what you guys were thinking in the huddle.
Oh, man, hey, playmakers make big plays. And Roger, you know, much respect to him. You know, hey, when it goes down to it, he's one of the biggest playmakers we got. So, and Eli trusts him, and we got it done.
Thank you, Orleans. DJ Fluker, one for you real quick. The offensive line held up on that last game-winning drive. You got to be proud about that.
Oh, very proud. We worked hard like all week for practice and gave it like everything we had. So I'm very proud of this group.
Thank you, DJ.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I had an impressive win by the Giants, and you take a look at the numbers. Darkwa, 74 yards rushing. Gallman didn't have a big day. Neither did Vereen. But, David, they were able to stay in balance enough and get enough effective runs to kind of keep themselves in some advantageous down and distance for the most part.
Absolutely. They were able to stay balanced. And what did that allow them to do? Take more aggressive sets at that offensive line position. Obviously, Wheeler, you have to give him credit for the way that he was able to come in and play at that right tackle position. And it let those guards, John Jerry and DJ Fluker, really tee off on the inside of the pocket. Bob Sutton was able to dial up some blitzes, but Eli was able to get the ball out of his hands when he needed to. And they were just able to function as an offense. And you have to give them a lot of credit for the credibility and the creativity that they had, you know, early in that second drive that they had to put on the outside Wheeler and to go and put Flowers out there to open up things in the middle of the field to widen that defense out. Very nice job for them offensively.
It really doesn't look like a team that has give up. Look at a team that has quit at all. I mean, this team came out today with some fire. I liked what I saw with the new, with the special plays, the fake punt. All this stuff just shows that, you know, this team has a lot of fight. Ben McAdoo wasn't just blowing smoke when he said this team has a run in them. We'll see if they can last pass today, but I'm excited about today. I feel really good about watching this game and about this Giants team because the fact that, you know, they didn't give up. They didn't pack it in. I know how hard it is to come back from all those losses in a row.
Antrell, defensively, this looked like the team, for the most part, we thought we'd see this year. You know the offense is not very good, especially with Odell Beckham Jr. out for the year and the limitations that they have. But you thought the defense can carry them, and it has not been good, especially last week. I mean, to think that C.J. Beathard did what he did against them last week, and then you go against Alex Smith. Why was this team better defensively today? Why was the tackling better? Why was the hustle better?
Because everyone has been so hard on them. And despite what everyone says, no one's going to be hard on themselves more than the players. They understand that they've been putting bad film out there on tape. They understand that they have to be the focal point. They have to be the hard knock. They have to control this unit offensively, defensively, and special teams. If they don't win, they don't score, and that's what they went out there today. They made the crucial turnovers when they needed to in clutch moments. Guys were playing great football. They played team football. Anything Kansas City got, it was because they deserved it. There wasn't blown coverages. There wasn't miscommunications. And we won a game.
You know why this is a big day today? Because today made Sean O'Hara really happy.
Baconator fries.
Even though he's not here. Now that the Giants have won, you can win tomorrow at Wendy's. Stop by Wendy's tomorrow and request those free Baconator fries. Man, they've been storing them up at any participating hamburger purchase at participating New York, New Jersey, tri-state area Wendy's for a limited time. We're finally giving away the Baconator fries. Took a long time, but it's happening. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo, as we continue with Giants Postgame Live presented by Mercedes-Benz on the MSG Networks. All right, the G-Line in full effect as we welcome you back to Giants Postgame Live here on the MSG Networks, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants. The Giants knock off the Chiefs in overtime, 12-9, the final score. Ben McAdoo and the Giants held a team meeting this week in which they all sat and watched the film and how bad it was last week against San Francisco. And he told me that he asked the players to take home homework and that they were going to test guys when they came in to see who was doing the extra. It all paid off today. Here's the Giants head coach with his post-game press conference.
Great to get a win at home. Guys played great today, fought through a lot of adversity, played heavy-handed and physical. Special teams showed up in a big way for us today. Specialists played very well. Coverage units were outstanding. That's what we expected. We knew we needed it coming into the ball game. Just a tremendous team win, fought through a lot of adversity against a good football team. Yeah, the wind was a big factor in the ball game, especially down there to the left. It was really howling down there pretty good. We had the first kick for points down there in the end zone, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. The gusts picked up right before the first PAT. We knew we were going to have to probably go for two if we scored back in that end zone again. But other than that, we had a nice field goal try down there late in the game. We got nice and close for it, so Aldrich did a good job putting it through. You know, feelings don't have anything to do with it. We played like the type of team that we're capable of playing. You know, we played tremendous defense today. We were all over the field. We were flying around, running to the football. That was great to see. Special teams was big for us. Again, I can't say that enough. Going against that outfit, they have a lot of speed, a lot of lump in your throat returners, three of them, and we played tremendous on special teams, and the offense just stuck with it. You know, we were shorthanded today, but that's no excuse. We have enough talented players to go out there and play well. You know, Eli, you know, took his shots when he had a chance to take his shots. We had some receivers, you know, Tavares King and Roger Lewis made some plays for us today. The redemption. I thought, you know, Janoris Jenkins played his tail off. We'll have to go back, take a look at the tape, and see what we saw on the last on that second pick. Thought we could ice the game there, but he played his tail off. He was all over the field. Did a good job turning the ball back inside a few times. Was playing physical. It was good to see him do that. Aldrich just kept kicking. That first one, you know, wasn't pretty. But we knew the win was going to factor there. He just kept fighting. You know, we knew there was going to be some adversity, and Aldrich did a good job fighting through it.
At what point did you notice that the effort was going
to be different in this game than it was the previous? I thought we played well as a football team. I thought we played hard. We knew to beat this team, we were going to have to come out and exceed their effort and play hard and play physical and play heavy-handed, and that's what we did today. We'll go watch the film. I know we played hard. I can see that we played hard from where I was standing. Played inspired football today.
Yeah, you seemed more activated on the sidelines today than usual. Was that a conscious decision, or was it because of what was happening in the game?
No, you know, I'm just going to be myself on the sidelines. I don't call plays anymore, so I try to stay into it on all three phases. You know, be myself. Yeah, we thought where we were in the situation that we had, we were confident in the fake at that point, and wanted to take some chances today.
Why did you want to take some chances? Who was your thinking
behind it? Well, we were playing against a good team that is good. They're a tremendous football team in all three phases, and to beat them, you're going to have to think outside of the box a little bit and not be afraid to pull the trigger on some of those things. Again, we, you know, it was about the game today. It's about the way the players played the game today. Coaches put players in a position to be successful. The players responded. Tremendous team effort.
Ben, prior to the field goal late in the fourth quarter, third down, did you consider running the ball there?
Yeah. Yeah, we considered running the ball there, but we knew they had plenty of time. And being going up against an explosive offense, you have to think about really all three phases in that instance. We thought we had a good play. We thought we had a chance to score there, and that was really the mindset there on third down, is try to put a touchdown on the board. But it didn't work out.
When is the decision to go for that fourth down there? Maybe you had fourth and five and about a 53-yard field. What was your decision-making process?
I'll have to go back. Where was it in the game? Yeah, the wind played a factor.
On the Lewis catch, did they tell you they were reviewing it to see whether he got in for the touchdown?
It looked to me like he scored. It looked to me like it was a touchdown. I'll have to go back and see the film. They said they looked at it, and they were confident that he was down right there at the spot.
And why do you think today against the explosive offense was the day your defense played together?
You know what? I think the defense, they came out and they played inspired football. They played tremendous football. They leaned on each other. They challenged each other. They played their techniques well. They played fast. They played aggressive. You know, we missed some tackles today, but the second, the third, and the fourth guy were to the ball pretty fast. So that's a big part of it. That was a coaching decision. Thought it was the right thing to do this week for him. Yeah, Sterling had migraines, and we felt it wasn't in his best interest to play.
Ben, was part of the reasoning going forward on certain situations like you just mentioned, in addition to going against a good team, was it also because of what your record was and almost nothing to lose?
No.
Coach, how do you feel Chad Miller responded to the action this afternoon?
I thought, you know, Chad had a quiet day from where I was standing, so that's a good day for your first start.
One more.
Yeah, you know, Eli played. He played aggressive in that last drive, especially. You know, he doesn't get to throw the ball as much as he used to. You know, we like to run it more. We're establishing the run, so he doesn't get a chance maybe to get in the type of rhythm that he'd like to get into in a ball game. In that instance, we gave him the ball, and we played it a little more aggressive, and he took advantage of it.
Eli Manning with 35 passes attempted in this game in overtime. And, look, he was victimized by easily five drops in this game. The backs dropping the ball out of the backfield. Ingram dropped a little go screen that they had for him. Also on a third down or fourth down conversion. But for the most part, they played to their profile. And as Ben McAdoo said, his team really responded. You know, your take of the way they have to play offensively.
Well, number one, you look at the balance. 32 runs to 35 passes, which allowed, like I said, the offensive line to be more aggressive in their sets. And granted, the offensive line didn't give up a sack, but Eli Manning took some big-time pressures where he had to get rid of the ball quickly. Obviously, he's going to go back, and he's going to see some plays that he knows that he could have thrown a better football. But just offensively, like I said, you could see that they took practice to the game field, and it was the same on the defensive side of the ball. Look at the way that they adjusted to the shovel pass from Kelsey, which turned into an interception for the defense. The biggest player today who set the tone right away in the opening drive defensively was Landon Collins. 14 combined total tackles. That big hit that he put on West set the tone defensively for them all day.
Angelo, did they do anything schematically that you could see to allow Collins to play kind of the way he played last year today, or did he just play better?
He just played better. He was more focused. His eyes were in the right place at the right time. But more importantly, what this defense did in its entirety is they forced the Kansas City offense to stay within the numbers. They did not let the Tyreek Hill, who we know who's a speedy guy, get outside those numbers and break the long run. They didn't let any long passes go outside the one with Tyreek Hill, which was a great contested play by Denoris Jenkins.
Yep.
That was just better offense versus good defense.
You know, it's interesting, though, because on the Jackrabbit interception, it looked like Alex Smith had Tyreek Hill deep over the middle, and he chose to go elsewhere with it. Sometimes you need a break. Amani, you played a lot of games in the old Giants Stadium, and this is probably the windiest game that we've had in the new MetLife Stadium, where it really was a factor. We saw a lot of drop passes, and it wasn't just the Giants. Kansas City dropped some, too.
Mm-hmm.
How difficult is it as a receiver playing in this kind of environment?
It just really tests your technique, right? You have to look the ball all the way in. Yeah, you can't take for granted that you had a catch. Most of the times when you see people dropping balls, the ball will be hitting in their hands, and they're turning their head trying to do something else, not looking the ball all the way in. We call it a head pop. Your head pops to the ball as it goes into your hands, and that's kind of what you need to do on a day like today. And there is no proper technique to catching. Any way you can catch the ball, hands, body, arms, feet, anything you can do to catch the ball in a situation like this, because it gusts. You can't anticipate where it's supposed to go. And I think the young receivers did a great job, learned a lot, but I think the wind actually helped the Giants' game plan in the fact that they couldn't go to the pass as much as they would like to. They had to stick to the run and allowed their offensive line, just like Deal said, to really fire out and set the tone.
Yeah, and you can see it on one of the drives that the Giants had in the fourth quarter where Darkwa literally looked the ball into his hands, which he hadn't done earlier in the game, and he wound up getting a positive play out of it. There's a lot more. Yeah. There's a lot more to come here on the program. We're going to hear from Giants quarterback Eli Manning and much, much more. Hey, Giants fans, enter for a chance to win a Microsoft Surface Pro with Windows 10 Pro and Intel Core i5 inside at Adorama.com/Giants. Adorama, the official retailer of the New York Giants. They're watching Giants Post Game Live. The band is playing here on the MSG Networks. What a great scene as the Giants came out of the tunnel today. First responders on hand as part of the national anthem today and being honored. And a lot of energy from this Giants team, despite the fact that they were 0-4 at home coming into the game for the first time since 1980. As we welcome you back to Giants Post Game Live here on the MSG Networks. They avoid an 0-5 start at home and done that since 1974 when they went 0-7 for the season at home at the Yale Bowl. But that is now a distant memory as the Giants pick up their second win of the season. And obviously for the New York Giants, this is just a big win because it fortifies. You know, you get a tongue lashing during the week and you come out and respond. It shows that if you pay attention to details, good things can happen. The games are going to be tight, but this is the only way they can win games. They're not going to win in shootouts with anybody.
And it goes to show you that when people on the outside looking in don't give you a chance, if you come together as a football team collectively, all phases, offense, defense, special teams, that you can overcome those obstacles as long as you play together, stick together, and take what you've done from the practice field and apply it to Sundays like they did today.
Antrell, I mean, it's you put in a week's work. Now they got a short week before we start getting ahead to Washington. But I thought the D-line played really well. How about Snacks, right?
Hey,
crucial. He was carted off last week.
Yeah.
But he had the guts to come back and give it a shot, and then he winds up getting an interception out of it.
Well, it shows that they care. It shows that they care as defense. It shows that they care about the game football, which we're here to watch them play. And, you know, we all question their lack of effort. We all question how bad do they really want to get back to being a great defense. And I think right now, today, they took strides in the right direction. Guys were flying around. Guys were making plays, and they weren't going to be denied today under any means.
It showed today there is a way for this team to win. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be close to the vest. It's not going to be the high-powered, you know, three wideouts playing in Eli and shotgun. It's giving the ball to Darquez. It's giving the ball to Gellman. It's running the ball behind this offensive line. It's not going to be what we expected earlier coming on this. And one thing also we learned is if this team doesn't make mistakes, the defense is good enough to carry us to victory. We just have to play mistake-free football, no interceptions, no fumbles. And we had one today. We had an interception today, but it wasn't by Eli. It was by the running back, Vereen. But that's, you know, that's the things we can't do. If we're going to win, we're going to have to stick to playing mistake-free football.
You know, and I didn't have a problem with it, right? You run a fake punt. You run the swinging gate with the O-line. And, you know, Vereen had him. I mean, he was open. And he didn't make a good throw. And then with the wind blowing from the Giants bench toward the other side of the field, that ball just drifted back toward the safety. But if he throws it earlier, you know, he's got him. I mean, and so it's not even like it was a brutal play call. It was bad execution.
Right.
But they had Kansas City fooled.
Yeah, but at that point, when you run that toss pitch to him, you have to set it up with the toss pitch. That was the first time that they ran it before running the play in itself. So you do it. But the ability for them, once again, to overcome that play was the biggest thing. And for them offensively, you have to give them a lot of credit for the way that they played, fought, stuck together through thick and thin, and found a way to win.
We're going to start grading interceptions by non-quarterbacks today. Kelsey's was worse.
Well, you know what? Landon Collins made an exceptional play on that.
He was going
to the right, made a 90-speed turn, head whip. He covered great ground. I mean, that's the kind of play that we're used to seeing from Landon Collins, yep. That MVP type of playmaking ability to lead the defense. And, you know, it's contagious. It's contagious. It really is.
I think the defense played so well that they, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs offense is a high-powered, big-play offense. Yep. If you hold them from their big plays, they think they're losing. Even though the game is tied, they think they're losing. And that's why when Travis Kelce, you know, gets the ball, he's thinking to make a big play because that's what Kansas City usually does. They make a mistake. He tries to do too much with a play, where if he could have just ran it, it would have been a better play. So that's kind of one of the things that the defense does. Playing solid defense gets other teams out of their comfort zone, and that's exactly what happens. You make plays like that, and Travis Kelce throws interceptions.
All right, we're going to still hear from a bunch of players in the Giants locker room. We're still going to hear from Eli Manning here on the program. We're going to tell you about the Hess toy truck, toughest player of the game. Guests of the postgame show here on Giants Postgame Live receive a gift certificate to Ben & Jack's, located on 5th Avenue and 28th Street in Manhattan. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. And look, after today's win, go treat yourself to a steak as the Giants get their first home win of the season in overtime, beating the Chiefs 12-9. Much more to come here on Giants Postgame Live. It's time to announce today's toughest player of the game, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. And the winner is Eli Manning, who made his 209th consecutive start today, the second most in NFL history for quarterbacks, trailing only Brett Favre. 19 of 35, 205 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. And that is our toughest player, and here's Eli Manning at his press conference.
Yeah, it feels good. This is... The great part about football is having a great week of preparation and going out on Sunday and finding ways to win games and celebrating with your teammates and feeling good about the work and the preparation and the dedication and doing everything the right way and earning that win. So we've been doing the work. We haven't been playing obviously as well on Sundays, haven't been able to finish games and play games well into the fourth quarter, and just haven't been able to close it out. And today, great team effort, everybody coming together in the fourth quarter and getting this win.
Eli, what was your message to the offense when you went out there in the overtime period?
No message. We got to do our job. Great opportunity right there. I thought Coach Sully called an aggressive game at that in overtime. But second and seven, we checked to a run right there and got the first, and then hit a couple nice plays to Roger Lewis and hit Tavares King. Then obviously Roger with the big play on fourth down the left sideline. So I thought the guys stepped up. We're excited about the opportunity and wanted to go get the win. We could smell it, we could taste it, and it was there for us, and we went and got it.
How do you feel to get the MetLife Stadium crowd back on your side?
It was great. It was great to get a win at home and get the crowd going, get the excitement, and so that's what we need. We need to feel good, get the crowd going, and help us out. So it was a big win.
Eli, especially after so many games earlier in the season where you had the lead and let it get away, how satisfying is this?
Yeah, this was nice. Get the game. We knew it was going to be kind of a tight game and a little bit difficult just with the wind and conditions. It wasn't an easy day to throw the ball and take shots down the field. So I thought we were patient. Didn't turn the ball over. Except we obviously had the one with Shane on the halfback pass. But we played smart football, and defense was playing outstanding. And just knew we had to be patient, take our shots when we could, and did some good things. Yeah, a little easier going towards our tunnel, especially when you got kind of down near the red zone on the other side of the 50. Kind of we're going the opposite way into that end zone. It's a tough tough, especially throwing to your left.
Eli, obviously it pales in comparison to the team accomplishment today, but 209 consecutive starts for you. How's it feel as you reflect on that?
I always think that's kind of a team effort. Obviously, I need my guys to keep me upright, offensive line, over the years, running backs, receivers getting open. So, I want to be there for my teammates each and every week, be accountable. Obviously throwing some good fortune, some good luck in there as well. But, I'm more concerned about, excited about this win than that.
So there you have it. Eli Manning is 209th consecutive start, picks up his 110th regular season win. And the numbers, kind of like Eli's career, they're not overly glossy. Quarterback rating today of under 80. But he managed the game well for the Giants today. And just talk about a guy that you blocked for a long time and his ability to be available each and every week.
I've always said, don't let that even-keeled face fool you, because there's a fire, competitiveness, and a desire within that player. And he's a player that's accountable to each and every one of the players that he's ever played with. And you could see it with his consecutive start streak, because not only does he want to be the best quarterback on the field, he wants to bring out the best in everybody that he plays with as well.
Antrell, I mean, you played against him. You played with him. It's pretty remarkable that he's able to answer the bell each and every week, because it's not like he's not dinged up at times.
Well, you know, that was a game against San Francisco in San Fran where I said, you know, this is one test, you know, tough guy. I didn't think he was going to get up a couple of those hits. And he's a guy that's durable. He's a guy that, you know, like Dill said, he has a lot of fire within. So don't let that face fool you. And you can see right now, just in his post-game interview, that he's fired up about that win. He feels exceptionally good about that win. And he's happy that the team made strides today, that they answered the bell today.
Imani, I mean, you played with him when he broke in. Let's face it, it's not a body that you would think would hold up for 209 consecutive starts. But he knows how to roll with the punches. And, you know, Phil Simms once said to me, you know, the quarterback's got to be the toughest guy. And Eli certainly is up there pound for pound with any guy that's put on a uniform.
Now, I don't know if quarterbacks are the toughest guys, but I know Eli's a guy who's taking a lot of pressure, taking a lot of pounding. He's a guy that, you know, I knew that this was the type of game that he can win, because there's a lot of quarterbacks that if you don't throw the ball a lot, just like receivers, if they don't, you know, catch a ball or have a running back, they start to feel like they're not a part of the game. But one thing about Eli is when it's time to win, no matter what happened in the first half or the third quarter, when it's time to win, Eli is going to be focused, and that's one thing you can believe in him, that in fourth quarter when the game's on the line, if he threw five interceptions before, it's not going to matter. He's going to be ready for that last final drive.
And you think about it, this is the fourth game now this year. He has driven his team in the fourth quarter to take a lead. They lost Philadelphia, Tampa, the Chargers, when he drove them down the field twice in Philadelphia to give them a lead in the fourth quarter. Finally, today he has something to show for it. It comes, obviously, with an overtime win. Still to come here on the program, Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up with Landon Collins, who had a whale of a game today as well. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on the MSG Networks, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Football Giants. And we welcome you back to Giants Post Game Live here on the MSG Networks. The Giants come up with an overtime win against the Kansas City Chiefs, 12-9, the final score. Well, the Giants got a big effort from their entire defense. After the game, Madeline Burke had a chance to catch up with Landon Collins.
All right, Landon Collins, the Giants with a 12-9 overtime win. This defense did not give up a touchdown to the Chiefs. I mean, was this defense playing with a sense of urgency today?
I would say we played with more passion, more of trying to just play fast and play our defense as best as we can. So by doing that, we had fun. We had fun and played us and did what we do best.
You mentioned having fun. Was it pretty fun for you getting that interception off Travis Kelce in the fourth quarter?
Oh, definitely it was fun. But I'm more of a set. I couldn't return it, you know. But definitely it was fun. I mean, got my hands on another interception. So it's a great feeling.
You and Jack Rabbit both had those picks in the fourth quarter. Did that kind of ignite a little extra momentum when this team needed it most?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When we make plays like that, the guys kind of look to us and we harp on trying to make plays like that. And when we do that, we know we just bring life back to our team, our organization.
Now, big win at home. Now you guys are headed into a short week, headed to Washington, a division game on Thursday. Does this give you some positive momentum heading into that?
Of course. We have a right same frame of mind, especially on the defense. We know what we can do, what we are great at, and how we can play great football. And by doing so and while playing that great football, we're going to definitely try to use that same momentum going into that game.
Landon Collins, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, and the Giants will be in Washington for Thanksgiving night. Redskins blew a late lead and then lose to New Orleans in overtime. Landon Collins had a big game today. Antrell, I'll go to you because you played the position. 14 tackles today, had one tackle for a loss, had the interception, but seemed to be really in control of his game and set a tone for this team early. How much does his secondary need him to play at his A game?
You know, initially, at the beginning of the season, I said he should be the captain of the team, of the defense in its entirety. You know, he's a guy that plays. He has great football awareness. And more importantly, he brings a certain type of style and attitude to that defensive unit. You know, he's in on the runs. He's in on the pass. He's trying to disrupt the ball, and he's trying to disrupt the game at any given point. He's a guy that can control the unit. He's a guy that the defense feeds off of. And he's a guy, more importantly, that he understands the game. He understands football. He makes plays at crucial moments. He's someone that you can depend on. He's had a rough couple of weeks. He's back today, 14 tackles, interception, Tackle for a loss, he's been mad.
You know, it's interesting, too, because you watch this, and, okay, great. The Giants won this game in overtime 12-9, and that's a real positive. But I think if you're a Giants fan watching right now, you got to be pissed, too, in the sense that where was this the last couple of weeks? It's in you. It's there.
Yeah.
You made the tackles. You made the plays. It's the same guys. It's got to be very frustrating for the coaching staff as well to know that it's in there. And it's just a matter of it coming out and playing.
No question. And number one, it comes with those expectations that the fans had and that we all had coming into this football season. But also, just the effort and execution. That's what you're looking for as a Giants fan, is that pride, that resiliency, showing that regardless of the circumstances, you will fight back and you will show what you're made of. And we saw that out of this team. And I think one of the big things that we heard out of Eli Manning is, vitamin W cures all. Winning cures a lot of things. And for these younger players in the locker room, especially the young receivers, it gives them a lot of confidence and a boost for this football team now heading on a short week to Washington because they've experienced a taste of winning, because they're seeing the rewards of, okay, when we practice hard and we hold each other accountable, this is what we're capable of.
Yeah, we're going to hear from Roger Lewis, who came up with a couple big plays. He's going to visit with Paul Dottino, and obviously had the big catch at the end of the game. So much more to come here on Giants Postgame Live. Thanksgiving week, here's the programming on the MSG Networks. Wednesday, November the 22nd, Giants first and 10 debuts at 5:30 p.m. on MSG. Two airings on Wednesday, two more on Thursday, and then Giants Postgame Live after the Giants and the Redskins. Paul Dottino will speak with Roger Lewis when we return after this. We welcome you back to Giants Postgame Live here on the MSG Networks, presented by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the Giants. The Giants get their second win of the season in overtime as they knock off the Chiefs 12-9. The big play, Roger Lewis's 34-yard catch, would set up first and goal at the 2. Roger Lewis had a chance to speak with Paul Dottino.
Okay, guys, thanks very much. And, Roger, I don't know how you felt coming out of the huddle on that fourth down long pass inside the 5 that eventually set up the game-winning field goal, but I think all the people in the stadium are holding their breaths. Could you take us through it once you get the call in the huddle, what's going on in your mind, and take us through the play?
With the play, I seen it was a blitz that was going to blitz Eli. In our huddle, I told Eli to just believe in me. Just believe in me. I've been on a long road. I'm an undrafted guy at the end of the day. And, you know, he put that ball up, and, you know, that's what I got to do. That's my playmaking ability, is to make that play at the end of the day.
Now, of course, you and the DB are fighting for the ball. There's a penalty marker on the play. You make the catch. You get up. You go into the end zone. Did you have any idea what the officials were trying to sort out?
I thought it was a touchdown, to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to win. Just want to win. I don't care if it was a touchdown or not. I just want to be able to make the plays and just win at the end of the day.
Yeah, they eventually called defensive pass interference, and then they said that you were down. What does this win mean to this team after all that you guys have been through the last couple of months?
It's a huge win. It's a huge win with 13, 15, 17, with 87 being out today. Those are like my brothers, and I learned a lot from those guys. But with them being out, I'm like, you know, we're going to get this win for y'all, and don't count us out ever.
And, of course, Eli Manning is the quarterback. We've talked about this now how many times, but having him at the controls is just a tremendous confidence booster in a spot like this.
It's huge. It's huge. With 10, you can come in and win against anybody. And, you know, it's huge. And, you know, I got a story with Eli wearing a Eli Manning jersey in middle school. And, you know, being able to make those plays is just a blessing from God.
Why Eli in middle school?
From Ohio, it was – well, when it's playoff time, it was like, well, I think 2007, when it's playoff time, you know, we at my school, we usually pick the team who's going to win. So I picked the Giants underdog. It was like the Patriots, the Packers in the playoffs. And, you know, I went home and told my mom I want that Eli Manning jersey. She said, no, I'm going to go to Walmart. I said, no, Mom, I want that stitched Eli Manning jersey. And I wore that. The picture surfaced around the internet, and it's huge now because it's a blessing. Now I'm catching passes from Eli Manning.
You got to get him to sign it now and then put it on your wall. Roger Lewis, congratulations. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, back to you.
All right, Pauly Dots, you got to have the Stitch one, right, Imani?
You can't have the Fugazi. You got to have the real
have
one.
The Canal Street one. You got to have the good stuff.
Imani, talk about Roger Lewis, who made the team as an undrafted rookie last year. Did some things early in the year, then he faded. Tavares King actually took his spot in the postseason with the way he played. And, look, down all these weapons, Shepard's out with the migraine. But he made a couple of contested catches. He made one across the middle where he got hit, almost fumbled it, but he kept it. And then, obviously, the 34-yarder. But just talk a little bit about his game and where you think his upside could be.
I mean, I think he has a lot of upside. He got speed. You know, obviously, he has the gene where he can make big plays at the end out of a game to win games. There's not many players that can do that. And I think that, you know, watching the desperation, that's something that I like, because I remember when to get on the field early in my career, I felt like I had that desperation all the time. And to see Roger Lewis with it, it just makes me feel like, okay, the game is still the same. Everybody's still trying as hard as they used to. And I really enjoyed watching these guys, young guys play. A lot of them played very well. They had that fire in their eyes, and they weren't going to be denied when the ball was up in the air. It was their ball.
I'm just surprised that play didn't get reviewed, because if you look back, I thought it was a touchdown.
I think it did get reviewed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all plays get reviewed, especially we're at the two-minute
in
warning.
Overtime.
But they determined that
terrible.
The hand was on the elbow, thus it set up instead of a game-winning touchdown pass, it turned into a play that set up the game-winning field goal. Let's take a look at some of the rebroadcasts of Giants postgame live here on the MSG networks coming your way. You'll see it again at 1 a.m. and then three more airings on Monday. When we come back, we'll get you set for the Giants and Redskins as we continue with Giants postgame live here on the MSG networks. Giants have a short turnaround. Thanksgiving night, they'll play the Redskins in Washington, 8:30 kickoff. Make sure you join us for Giants postgame live presented by Mercedes-Benz right after the game. So after those four helpings of turkey and stuffing, keep yourself awake, because we're going to have a big show lined up for you as we welcome you back to Giants postgame live. 12-9 Giants overtime win. All right, so the Giants and Redskins today both played overtime games.
Yeah.
Redskins were on the road in New Orleans. They lose a heartbreaker. The Giants get the win. I got to think that the Giants have to have a little momentum going into this game as the Redskins watch their season kind of fall apart.
Absolutely, and that's why I said vitamin W. Winning cures a lot of things, and for this young football team to see the rewards of working hard, sticking together in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, it does give them a lot of life. And when you look at Washington coming off of a tough loss in New Orleans where they lost their star running back, Chris Thompson, for the season, that plays well into right now the way that the defense is playing.
All right, Antrell, we have not seen this defense this year necessarily stay on point. Even when they have some good things happen, they can fall back. How do they be more consistent?
That's going to be a huge test for them to see if they can move forward and actually capitalize on the performance they put out there today. I think they came together as a team. I think they understand the upside that they have once they play together, once they stay on the court. Understand that this game is bigger than just football. You know, it's about a brotherhood. It's about guys developing chemistry on and off the field. And more importantly, what Landon Collins said, they said they went out there and they had fun.
Yep.
That's a huge product for success.
Imani, obviously it's a short turnaround, but I got to think that, you know, even though they haven't played Washington yet this year, it's the same head coach, it's the same quarterback. So the studying, it's not like you're going against a new opponent this week. It's someone you're at least familiar with.
Yeah, you know Washington. You know every team in your division. You know what they do. You know their players. You know their personnel. You know everything about them. It's just about executing. And I think if they execute like they did today, play very close to the best football, the Giants could have two wins in a week.
Hey, guess what? The streak's over. The touchdown wasn't scored by an opposing tight end.
No tight end.
Straight.
Mortimer.
Hey, Mortimer. We're back.
Oh, man. So a lot of good stuff from the Giants today, and they get their second win of the season, their first at home. For David Deal, Antrell Roll, Imani Toomer, Bob Papa, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for watching us here on Giants Postgame Live on the MSG Networks.